This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Natalia Navarro. Police shot and killed a man in Denver yesterday in the early morning hours. Aurora officers initially tried to pull him over for a traffic issue, and the chase went into West Denver. Police say the man fired at them and they fired back. Denver police declined to release details about the man's identity. The University of Colorado Boulder is partnering with Lockheed Martin to launch twin spacecrafts. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
The spacecrafts, named Janus after the two-faced Roman god, will study two asteroids that orbit around each other. Researchers hope to learn more about how they formed and now move around each other. A professor at CU's Aerospace Engineering Department is the principal investigator for the mission, which will cost nearly $55 million. The satellites will launch in 2022. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
A federal judge late Saturday banned the U.S. Postal Service from sending an election mailer that two elected officials in Colorado say is misleading. The mailer has already been delivered to some Coloradans. It has general guidance on voting by mail, but Colorado's Secretary of State Jenna Griswold worries it will confuse people because the information is not specific to this state's voting process. And it shows deadlines for ballot returns that may make some people believe they're not eligible to vote. She was granted a temporary restraining order to halt the circulation. There's a high of 85 in Denver today. This is CPR News and KRCC.